It's time for another Week Care About You update here on K-Country 95. This morning, we're talking to people from Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains about the latest on COVID-19 in their hospital. Today, we're going to talk to Brittany Simers, Marketing and Public Relations Specialist at Ozarks Healthcare. So, Brittany, can you update us on the latest numbers at Ozarks Healthcare right now?
So, currently today, September 2nd, we have 21 patients hospitalized at Ozarks Healthcare with COVID-19. 8 of those patients are on a ventilator, and those 8 patients are all in our ICU. Our patients range in age from 37 to 91, and while these numbers are lower than the highs we have experienced so far, especially with this Delta variant, they are still not where we would like them to be. It seems like over the past 2 to 3 weeks, our numbers have kind of maintained this level in the upper teens and low 20s, but we are seeing some very sick patients. Their respiratory distress is sometimes pretty severe.
Another question I have, Brittany, is how do you know that your patients there at Ozarks Healthcare has the Delta variant? Do you send tests off, or can you test there at Ozarks Healthcare?
So we don't have the capability right now to test specifically for the Delta variant at Ozarks Healthcare. Some of our testing we do send off to Greene County, so that's how we're able to identify the variant. But for the majority, I don't have exact numbers, Hayden, but for the majority, we do believe it's this Delta variant that we see.
And when the third dose is released to the general public, will Ozarks Healthcare hold events to vaccinate those individuals? And are y'all offering the third dose to immunocompromised people right now?
So right now, the third dose that is approved is for immunocompromised individuals. And so right now, we are administering third doses for those individuals only. You are able to visit with your doctor or your pharmacist to clarify whether you fit into that category. We don't know exactly when the third dose will be approved for all individuals. We do expect that to be coming soon, possibly at the end of this month. But when that does happen, our vaccination team will definitely be putting plans into place to make sure that everyone can get their booster dose at Ozarks Healthcare.
And the FDA announced full approval of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for those 16 and up. Can you tell us where to go if we want to get the first shot or second shot of the COVID-19 vaccine?
So our pharmacy is currently administering all 3 COVID-19 vaccines that we have right now. That's the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, Moderna, and Pfizer, which is now FDA approved. Our pharmacy accepts walk-ins in West Plains on Tuesdays and Fridays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you need your vaccine on any other weekday, you are welcome to call our pharmacy at 417-256-1793.
And finally here, Brittany, if someone is interested in donating to the staff at Ozarks Healthcare for donations, where can they call?
Anyone who would like to donate items or resources to brighten the days of our staff and patients may contact the Ozarks Healthcare Foundation at 417-853-5200 or myself. You can email me at b.simers@ozhcare.com. Any items are much appreciated and brighten the days of our staff and patients more than you know.
Again, that's Brittany Simers, Marketing and Public Relations Specialist at Ozarks Healthcare, giving us the latest on COVID-19 in their hospital. If you missed our visit with Brittany Simers, it'll be available on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. This Week Care About You update was brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare.